Deuce, you've been able to use all four of your backs. How do you think that keeps them engaged and fresh and sharp?
I think they're eager to get in. I think that, you know, they sit on the sideline and they're engaged in the game. They're asking questions. They're helping each other. Of course, they all want the ball, and that's how you want them to be. But I think when one of the running backs is coming back to the sideline, they get a lot of positive feedback. And, I mean, when you got a guy like Sproles in your room, who's the leader, who's the captain of the room, you're able to do things like that.
We saw Smallwood kind of get worked in slowly the first couple of games, then game three, it's the big workload. What's been the key to his progress, Deuce?
I think you kind of hit it, just working him in slowly, making sure you understand all the situations. And he got thrown in there, and boom, what do you know, 4-minute pop-up, and he was smart as far as staying in bounds. We talked about situations like that, and of course, you want to protect the ball, no penalties, stay in bounds. But for him to be able to go out there and just react to some of those things is good.
I remember how excited you were when you picked him in the fifth round. Has he been everything you thought he'd be?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's still got more to come. Right now, developing himself as a young man and as a player. And, you know, as coaches, you got to remember they're here with us most of the day, especially the younger guys. So, you know, you're teaching them football, and you also help developing them as men, too. So, you know, that's a part of my job.